From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. This morning, I'm going to do something different. Share from the Word of God with you in a different way than we have in these Sundays that we've been together over the last 2 years. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story that is an interpretation from the passage that we've just read. A story that gives some background and some insight, and a story that opens up and reveals more about this passage. The Iraqi astrologer was tired. The journey had been long and hard, and he was often discouraged. But for all of that, tonight was special. His journey was over, and he felt a peace in his heart that he'd never felt before. It had all begun months earlier when he had noticed a new star in the heavens. At first he thought that the charts he relied on were wrong, that they were in error. But as night followed night, he watched as the star moved, that it was changing positions against the familiar constellations of the night sky. And after his discovery was confirmed, all of the Shah's astrologers gathered together to discuss what it meant. After a few days of intense debate, they decided that this must mean something incredible, something important, something out of the ordinary. It must mean, after they had debated and cast charts, complicated astrological charts, it was decided that the star indicated that a new king had been born in a land to the west of them. For another few weeks, they tried to find out the identity, the name of this new king, and exactly where he had been born in these western lands. But because no news was to be had, because the Shah still wanted advice every day, because couples still wanted charts drawn up when their children were born, because merchants still wanted to know when was the best time to buy, when was the best time to sell, most of the other astrologers went back to their old ways and back to their old work, and they land soon forgot about that new star and the excitement that was created by its appearance. But this astrologer and two others continued to discuss that star night after night, long after news of its appearance had faded from the lips and the ears of everybody else around them. Never had they seen a star like this. Never had they seen a star move across the heavens. Oh, they'd seen comets, they'd seen meteors and meteorites, but never had they seen anything like this. And they declared to themselves, surely the king that was born, who's associated with this star, must be an incredible king. No ordinary king. And so one night, after they'd made preparation, they packed up and they left behind all that they knew, all that was so dear to them, all that they knew so well, and began their search. Night after night, following the star. Resting and sleeping by day, and the next night, following the star. There were times when they could not move onward because the clouds had it had become overcast with the clouds, and they couldn't see the star. And so they'd sit up, camp, and wait. And always when he had to wait, this astrologer became a little discouraged. And the longer the sky was cloudy and they couldn't see the star, a little more discouraged. What if it had all been for nothing? What if it was all meaningless? And then the clouds would clear and they could see the stars again in the night sky, and they set out on their journey again. They were not chasing a ghost star. They were not on a fool's errand. They continued to follow the star. But the worst thing was the comments of others. Most of the people they met could not understand why these three men with great jobs, great importance, to chart the stars, to cast astrological charts that people wanted and paid good money for, why they'd left all of that behind, following a star to who knows where. They thought they were crazy to travel by such an obscure light, crazy to leave behind the safety of their lands and the security of the jobs that they had back in the Shah's court. Skeptics would suggest, without actually saying so, that perhaps they were not as wise as the others who'd seen the star and not followed it. So a king has been born, they would say. What possible difference can it make to you? And even the other astrologers they met along the way and consulted with thought he and his friends were foolish, telling them they could be making a handsome profit casting charts for businessmen or casting charts for generals instead of wandering the world looking for someone who may not even exist. There had been days when resting by the roadside in their camp or casting charts in a village square to earn money to pay for their food and lodging, he'd been tempted to give up the quest. He was comfortable. There were coins jingling in his purse. His belly was full. And he'd think about the hazards of the journey. Who knew how much farther they had to go? And he felt good to do what everybody else was doing, to return to a normal kind of life. And he'd forget about that new king for a while. But then the night would come, and he'd look up, and he'd see that star, and it would seem to outshine all the other stars in the heavens. And once again, they would mount their camels and set forth to find this new king. Yes, he was very tired. The journey had been long and very hard at times, but tonight was special. He had at last arrived at the place where he'd been led to. The country he and the others were in that night was not a very important one. In fact, it was under the rule and control of Rome. And besides all of that, it was primitive and backward. But they'd heard rumors that a king was supposed to be born. And so these three went to the capital city to make inquiries. And then continued on to the village of Bethlehem. And to their astonishment, the star shone in a special way over one house. The astrologer dismounted, he and his two companions, and they entered the house, and they saw an infant in his mother's arms. For a moment, they doubted that they'd found a great king. Because although the star had definitely stopped over this house, everything else seemed to be wrong. There was no sign of royal wealth in this house. There were no expensive oils to soothe the skin. There were no costly furs or linens to put on the sleeping pads so there'd be a soft place for this baby to sleep. Nothing to indicate that the baby was any more than the child of a poor peasant. And they looked over in the corner, and there's just a few carpenter's tools and a few pieces of wood stacked there. Just a poor carpenter's house. Certainly not the house of a king. Yet there was a feeling in that room. A feeling that seemed to radiate from both the mother and the child, and the star seemed to cast a halo around them. So he began to explain his journey to the woman as she held the infant. And in return, she told him the history of her pregnancy. How that she had been visited by an angel who told her that although a virgin, she would have a son, and that son would be the Son of God. Then her husband said he'd had an angelic vision, and it was confirmed to him what the baby's mother had said. And he said the night that the baby was born, shepherds came down to the place and said they'd seen angels and heard an angelic choir, and they came and worshiped our son. And then the astrologers looked again at the child and at the mother, and feeling a feeling of overwhelming joy overcame them. And he looked at his friends and saw that that same feeling was part of their hearts now too. And without a word, they knelt. They opened their packages. And those gifts that they had carried for those long months, they laid before the child. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gifts for a king. Back outside the little house, he was still tired, but he felt a peace that he'd never felt before. He realized that this king, this new born king was unlike any king he'd ever known. He was a king who would conquer not with armies but with love. He was a king who would not rule with harshness but with compassion. And then the astrologer prayed. He prayed that he might be one of those loved by that child, one of those loved by that God, and that he might always see the light of his star inside his heart and follow his way. It had been a long journey. At times it had been a discouraging journey, but it had been worthwhile. Because not only had he found a great king, he had also found a God who cared so much for the world that he'd taken on flesh to dwell among his people. And now this morning, we've seen that star. And we've followed that star by faith. And just like those magi of old, we've met that king. And he lives in our hearts. And we follow him, confident that he leads us now and will lead us forever. Amen.